you search for the news, Tim Osman, look what shows up at the top. You want this is proof right here that I am a targeted individual. You search Tim Osman, hit news, look what comes up on top. Police, man admits to smoking methamphetamine, screams about lizard people. Now you click on it, and yeah, there's an article about a man snorting meth, screaming about lizard people while he's being arrested. That's all well and good. I have no problem with that. But then you click play on the video, and there's me.
Reaction? Fake. Las Vegas? I know it was fake. What I'm finding is that many of these events are staffed with online paid shills, trolls, agents, whatever you want to call them, whose job it is.
So, in other words, you search Tim Osman, click news, first article calls me a meth head screaming about lizard people.
To maintain the integrity of the official narrative.
This is Tim Osman, a conspiracy theorist. I originally found Tim on a flat Earth forum, but his beliefs extend beyond that.
Dinosaurs, nukes, asteroids, spinning ball Earth, mainstream media narratives. Sorry, it's all got to be questioned.
Including, apparently, terrorist attacks.
It's probably a corporate PR stunt. I had five YouTube channels shut down for even talking about it.
I asked him about the recent terrorist attack in New York City. I said, what if I told you that I.
I'm telling you, this is an obscure article from 2017. They are gaming the system, screwing with search results. The number one thing that shows up with my name, I have more than 1,000, I'm sure, podcasts recorded since 2017, and this shows up number one. So they love me, apparently.
I was there and I saw it.
It's still hearsay, but my initial reaction, fake.
There are great concerns about terrorism.
Okay, this is Gail Salt, MD, clinical associate professor of psychology at the New York Presbyterian Hospital. And she happens to be related to some, she's the sister of someone who works at the Hubble telescope. And here she is talking about me. Now, she didn't talk to me, but she analyzed the interview and said, this is what's wrong with him.
And there are great concerns about political instability. And those are the kinds of things that drive conspiracy theory.
I sat down with Dr. Gail Saltz to ask about the mainstreaming of conspiracy theories.
Fake news is just the latest iteration of conspiracy theory.
How do you think that people should view a conspiracy theorist like this?
When you break down who is that? Who are these people? They're mostly anti-authoritarian.
I'm anti-authoritarian. Oh no. Who here is pro-authoritarian? He's like, he doesn't like tyrants. He's against authoritarian regimes. He thinks 1984 is a bad idea. Well, yeah, absolutely. Like, guilty as charged. I'm anti-authoritarian. It took a psychiatrist to come up with this. Steve Green says, why do they do predictive programming? What's the purpose if not to prime people? That is the purpose. How many people have come in contact with a piece of media for them to be influenced? See, that's a question for marketing. Remember, the founder and first CEO of Netflix is a relative, blood relative, great nephew of Edward Bernays, the father of PR and perception management, marketing, and Sigmund Freud. So they know what goes on beneath the hood. And they know that if you're exposed to an idea a certain number of times, you're more likely to agree with it. So what they're doing is they're doing targeted advertising for future fake news in the form of entertainment. And the result of it is this: entertainment entrains your mind, the collective psyche, the programmed to future fake news, which then becomes our history. So that's the purpose of predictive programming. It's propaganda and marketing combined.
People, they go against authority figures. They're often insecure people.
Oh, they're insecure and they have low self-esteem.
Often have lower self-esteem.
If you take the stories as presented by ABC, CNN, NBC at face value and assume what they're telling you is true, then yes, you're essentially a spokesmouth for power.
Yeah, this was a question she had asked me. I'm media. Am I part of this conspiracy? And I said, well, yeah, if you're just repeating them, you're a spokesmouth for power. See, that's why I think they did this. They didn't like what I said.
Thanks to the internet, Tim can immediately go online and search, New York terrorist attack hoax. There will be videos of people explaining why it's a hoax.
It is a scary time, and scary times are when most conspiracy theory really comes to the fore.
The most dangerous people on the planet right now are auto believers.
So I said the most dangerous people are auto believers because they go with everything. And 2020 showed us that indeed the auto believers are the problem. But this is the piece where they came up with the graphic auto hoaxer, auto believer, which I put on the swag.
The ones who automatically believe whatever they're told are frightened accordingly and react accordingly.
So according to Tim, there's a spectrum, essentially, and on one side there's the auto hoaxers, and on the other side there's an auto believer.
I think it's safe to be an auto hoaxer. It's safe to say it's probably fake.
Auto hoaxers basically automatically assume anything big and scary and bad that happens, according to the government and according to the media, is a hoax and it's fake.
There are more people out there who believe conspiracy theory than you might imagine. So you want to be careful about sort of saying, wow, that's crazy. That's so crazy. This is
Now, what kind of clinical psychologist uses the adjective crazy? It's not a clinical term. It's ad hominem. It's not fair to people with organic mental disorders or people who have any kind of psychological issues to use the word crazy. It's dismissive and ignorant. And it's really not a word that should be in her lexicon. But she's basically indirectly, passive-aggressively called me crazy. But my favorite part in this piece here is the theme song at the end. It's ominous. Take a listen.
Not as small a number as people suspect.
People have a hard time accepting that the government and the media and law enforcement and the DHS are all colluding. This is sedition at the highest level. And it involves all of us, and we're either working for it or against it, but most people who are working for it don't even know it.
Three minutes and 22 seconds, ominous piece. I couldn't find this video for a long time because they deleted it from McMedia, but it showed up again because I was doing a search. I searched my name and I hit news, and I'm like, oh, that's nice. I've admitted to smoking methamphetamine, screaming about lizard people. Like, this is intentional. This is sabotage. Here's another article that has, this is from the Daily Beast.